Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
Michelangelo 70, music of Astor Piazzolla, performed by Pablo Ziegler and his quartet. Mr. Ziegler is our guest today on Crossover. Welcome, Pablo Ziegler, to Crossover. A pleasure to be speaking with you. Actually, I must say that I became aware of you, and I'm sure you're used to hearing this by now, because of your involvement with Astor Piazzolla as a pianist. Is that right?
That's right.
How many years did you work with him?
I met Piazzolla in 1978, and I was playing with him since 78 to 88 for during 10 years.
Okay. I know you've done various albums, and then you kind of went out on your own, didn't you, with your group?
Yeah.
Could you just, for the audience, clarify this whole, the elements of the Nuevo Tango? Because I know you do jazz, of course, that was Piazzolla's thing as well. But as opposed to the classical tango, what were the elements that made this so new, and what caused so much controversy with the old tango?
Probably the same controversy with the traditional hot jazz.
Yes.
The bebop.
okay.
That is probably the same kind of apparently contradiction, no? But
is it?
Yes. The Nuevo Tango, New Tango is the jazz music is our bebop, no?
Oh, okay. No, but
probably.
But it's still very strong. I mean, anyone who loves tango, it's an amazing sound. I mean, the Nuevo Tango and the whole approach and the...
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and now, but you, of course, have incorporated a lot more jazz into it, haven't you?
Yes, and in my group, I started with... let me tell you that I received... When I received a phone call from Astor Piazzolla...
Yes.
In 1978...
Uh-huh.
It's like if you receive some jazz player here receiving that time a phone call from Miles Davis.
That's right.
Same
okay.
Feeling.
You must have just
like, wow. No kidding.
How did he find you? Where did he hear you?
No, because in that time I was playing very often in Buenos Aires as a jazz musician. I was working a lot as a studio musician too.
Yes.
And I was in that time. I had a wonderful classical and jazz trio abroad that we was playing classical music.
Really?
In jazz.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Together or in course separate or?
No. With my different. I was playing with that trio when I met
Piazzolla.
Yes, probably Piazzolla heard about me playing that kind of music because Piazzolla's music has a lot of classical elements.
Absolutely, of course.
Jazz elements and tango. That is a perfect crossover.
It's amazing. It's so incredible. But where did you study piano?
I started at the age of four. At my age of four, at the Music Conservatory of Buenos Aires.
I see.
And I was there for 10 years, and I received my degree at the age of 15.
Oh, my. As
degree,
what?
As a piano professor.
As a classical pianist, though.
As a classical pianist.
Uh-huh.
But at the age of 15, I start to learn and play jazz.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, this is
at the same time, I was... taking a special training with a classical piano teacher in the concert way. No?
Mm-hmm.
I was preparing some
to concertize.
I was preparing some program to participate in the Varsovia's piano competition, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I was fascinated by for the jazz music, and I started to play jazz at the age of 15.
You just started.
I just started, and I become totally jazz lover,
yeah.
Jazz player,
and that was it.
And finally, I decide not to participate in this piano competition.
But that's a tremendous decision to make.
Yeah, because I was very happy playing jazz and different to improvise. I learned a lot, you know, about improvisation. It was a new world.
you know Jacques Lussier.
No, I know.
Oh, this is the same type of thing.
Yes.
Michel Legrand also. They were all like that.
I did my trio because Jacques Lussier.
Ah, he's brilliant.
And I decided to that before Piazzolla to do this jazz trio, playing from the romantic composer,
of course,
Chopin,
yeah,
to Ravel, to Debussy,
yes,
Ginastera, and also even Piazzolla.
Well, that's the hope, because Piazzolla, of course, started with Boulanger, didn't he, in Paris?
Yeah, Piazzolla's first
piano teacher.
No, first first guy that teach composition was Alberto Ginastera.
Oh, well, the great.
Yes,
so, yes, so, oh my, yes, that's right, he did study with him,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you decided this was what you were going to do. With your trio,
yeah, and I decided to play the because it's Jacques Lussier, no? Jacques Lussier was playing Bach.
Oh yes, of course.
And I decided to play from the romantic composer to the modern composer, no? But in that time, I met Piazzolla in 1978. Probably he called me because my jazz training, because he was looking for a different piano player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was very happy that he chose me for that, because I started to improvise and the Piazzolla Quintet since the first rehearsal to the end. And he was very happy.
Oh, you must have been.
He liked to have this new approach.
Mm-hmm.
to his music.
No? Mm-hmm.
And after Piazzolla, I started with my own groups, quartet, quintet, any kind of group, trio now.
I have an album some years back that you did with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra.
Yes, also. It's part of my classical training.
Yes, it's very lovely. But of course, I always, when I heard that you were coming, I am crazy about tango and of course crazy about the Piazzolla, you know, stuff. Some of his stuff is very difficult and very dark, you know. But of course the famous ones are brilliant. And when I heard, because I always associated you with him as the pianist for his group.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say that and then I realized that you yourself have a group and you have gone beyond what he did, I think, haven't you, as far as incorporating jazz into your music?
Yes. I incorporate the way to improvise in the new tango music. And I try to create some kind of different style, no? More new tango style improvisation, no?
Not
just improvisation, you know, with a lot of tango and new tango phrases.
Yes, and the tempo,
tango
of
mood
course.
And tango rhythm.
Yeah, rhythms.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That is my idea. I was working very hard in all these years since Piazzolla died to now, and to develop this my own style, no?
Yes.
Especially playing and composing.
How does it differ from Piazzolla in the sense you have more jazz involvement in there, don't
yes,
you?
Yes. Because I remember I was improvising over the. If you. It's like in the Piazzolla time, I was improvising over the rhythm music.
Yes,
know?
Yes, yes, yes.
Because Piazzolla's quintet, that is the group that I joined in the 1978. Was some the arrangement and the, you can see the arrangement is like some chamber music, no?
Yes, exactly.
He wrote each note, also the piano parts, violin parts, everything.
He wrote everything
like,
out.
Like one of the Bartok quartets.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Yeah.
Very complicated music, believe me.
I would imagine.
I was studying like crazy because it's like studying, I don't know, 3 or 4 piano concertos in 20 days or something like that.
Well, the piano is so important. I mean,
piano
in tango.
The piano is the structure, no? The big structure.
Yeah.
Basement.
Well, yeah, but you've got all these flourishes and all the fancy stuff that they do with the tango, I mean, the piano. And then, of course, I think you keep, you're like the harpsichord in Baroque music in a way.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So, but you're different. I mean, you're going beyond a little bit, aren't you, in your own work?
Yes, I try. I really love contemporary music.
Yes.
And I try to develop my style to now, no?
Now
I try to bring Buenos Aires right now, you know?
Yes,
Buenos Aires to 2008 or something like that. The new and modern city. Piazzolla music represent the Buenos Aires in 1950s to he cover 50s to 80s.
Well, yes, but of course there's still very much.
That sound is different now for me. My city sounds really different.
So what are the elements?
More crazy, more dark, more crazy. You know, you
crazy.
Probably heard something about our last.
The last one.
History.
Yeah. Well, of course, I had a rather interesting experience interviewing a Marcelo Alvarez. He's an opera star. He sang some Gardel stuff. And
yes.
What he said to me was...
I participated in that CD.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, I interviewed him about that. It was a couple of years ago. And he said that to him, the tango, the period of tango was the military oppressive time. So
yes.
That was what he said.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's true.
So now I had been to Buenos Aires twice already. It's an amazing city. And what is, I mean, it's very chic and it's very modern, but the tango is still very present there.
Yes, the tango, now the tango is very present in both ways. For the tango dancers, the tango has to remain the traditional that they like to dance the traditional tango, of course. And there's the other side is the side that Piazzolla opened for the different audience, no? The concert lovers audience. Piazzolla transformed everything in tango music. He moved the tango music from the stage, the dance floor, the concert hall, concert hall, that's the big difference.
That's what I wanted to hear from you, because it is very much, you feel tango, but it's so far beyond that.
Yeah.
So, but now, as far as your jazz element, I mean...
Yeah. But it's still tango music, still is basic. My music is based on the movement and the sound of Buenos Aires. No?
Of course. The modern Buenos Aires.
The modern Buenos Aires. Right now, Buenos Aires is sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's happiness, sometimes it's crazy. So
well,
I try to reflect that my feeling, my Buenos Aires feeling, and my compositions, no?
Right. Well, jazz has changed, too. I mean, the jazz world here has changed.
Of course, of course. Well, you have my last CD, it's called Buenos Aires Report. That is a very good example.
Yes, of
There's
course.
A lot of different moods that I feel from Buenos Aires.
You have playing with you at the concert. Are these the people that are on that disc?
No, it's not the same people, because it's those guys are from one is from Berlin, the guitar player, Mr. Kike Sinesi.
Okay.
And the bandoneon player from Buenos Aires, but Walter Castro. But here I have the same kind of musicians, no?
Yes.
A couple of Argentinian musicians. One from Boston, that is Claudio Regazzi.
From Berkeley, yeah.
And the other one is Hector De Curto, that he's an amazing. He participated in a lot of my CDs.
Well, the bandoneon is unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
No, I usually in the United States, I travel with this musician, no?
Yes. You travel with them, yes.
Yeah, because these. Hector is living here in New York and Claudio Regas is living in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, we bring a couple of guys from Buenos Aires. It's a little complicated.
Are you aware how popular the tango has become? I mean, here.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It's a rage.
The tango, there's a lot of tango dancers now.
Yeah.
And a lot of tango dancers association.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country.
It's unbelievable, and it's something that once you get into it, you really can't let go. It's a soulful. It's so much a part of one, and of course with the jazz element. I mean, this then becomes, as you say, a modern day experience. And again, it's really a listening experience rather than dancing. But I can't tell you how exciting it is to have spoken with you. I look forward to seeing you at the Kimmel Center on December 8th. And I just wondered about when you do your arrangements. I mean, are you as meticulous as, say, Piazzolla was in terms of writing out stuff? Or do you just say, go do what do you want to do, or whatever, to your musicians?
No. I did my own arrangements, but I set some section to improvise.
Yes.
And that's it. But the rest is, I like to arrange, I like to compose.
Have you done any film music at all yourself?
Yes, several. Argentinian movies. No?
Yes, and again, in your style, right?
Maybe some of the... This happened really before Piazzolla, no?
When you were still in the
more jazzy or some Piazzolla's or some Piazzolla's time music that I wrote for some movie also, but right now I'm waiting for somebody
to
commission.
You're waiting for someone to give you a commission to do something fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I can only tell you your timing is perfect because this is in. It is so in. And I mean, I'm not one that follows that too much. I think the tango will always be in, and jazz, of course, will always be in, and very talented musicians as you will always be in demand. So I perhaps I'll see you at the Kimmel Center when you come.
Okay, please.
I hope
please.
So, Mr. Ziegler. Thanks, Pablo.
Wonderful interview.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.